Malik posted this morning that Apple's updated Siri may arrive with a 2024 product model, just as Claude Code, Codex, and OpenClaw are already doing the assistant job, reading email and calendars, spotting problems, taking delegated tasks, and working by voice. That's the charge for today. If the assistant moves from answering inside a box to acting inside the tools people already use, what exactly is the product now?
The implementation read is that the product stops being a conversational shell and starts being a work queue with permissions. Skaltek's reply to Malik says Siri is still framed as an assistant UI, while Codex and Claude Code are becoming delegated work loops. That lands because it names the missing pieces, handoff, audit trail, and a way to inspect what the agent changed after you walked away.
Jason Ha's post in the same cluster gives the adoption curve a more ordinary shape. He says it took him about a month to stop opening email himself after agents were on it, and 2 more months before he trusted calendar moves without checking. That's not a demo problem. The user has to believe the agent won't create tomorrow's mess quietly.
And the check isn't just better reasoning. If an agent can move a meeting, reply to a customer, or log work to Notion, I want 3 pieces visible in the product. Show the proposed action before it executes, the exact permission it used, and the rollback path if it guessed wrong. A chat transcript isn't enough. I need a ledger of side effects.
The Claude AI post from InsideAd9685 turns that same point inward, toward coding agents. The line that stuck to the thread was Opus saying, in effect, if the setup didn't change, the next run won't change either. The post's practical claim is harsher. After an agent fails in a specific way, an apology isn't a repair. The repair is a validator, a code boundary, or an execution rule that catches the same mistake next time.
Yes, and that's where a lot of vibe coding advice collapses when it meets a repo with state. You can ask the model to remember a constraint. You can also make the constraint executable. Those are different systems. The first one is a request. The second one is a test, a schema, a linter rule, a permission check, or a workflow stage that refuses the bad output.
The Reddit evidence needs a little care here. These are frustrated users, not a controlled benchmark. But the second Claude AI post gives a recognizable shape. A user asked Opus 4.7 to keep initial album ingestion separate from a recurring enrichment process, and the model merged them into one required path. The disagreement wasn't about whether code appeared. It was about whether the implementation preserved the operator's boundary between now and later.
That example works because it is small. Initial import writes artist and album data that already exists. The later job fetches track details by album identifier. If the model fuses those, latency and reliability change. A missing track API response can now block the basic album row. That's not taste, that's the domain contract changing under the user's feet.
So the weekend's assistant argument and the coding agent complaint are the same argument from two sides. The work loop needs structure that the person can see before trust grows. In the inbox, that means a proposed action and an audit trail. In code, it means tests and persistence boundaries. In both cases, the agent's confidence is the least interesting part of the system.
I would sharpen that one notch. The agent's confidence is actively dangerous when it substitutes for a check. If the code path has no validator, the model's apology is just another generated string. If the calendar integration has no review queue, the agent's rationale is just a polite explanation for a meeting you now have to clean up.
Chris Tate's front-end post pushes the question into architecture. For fully agent-written front-ends, he asks whether the starting point should be an index file and browser primitives, with web components for reusable UI and strict conventions for routing, rendering, state mutation, and data handling. The tension isn't anti-framework nostalgia. It is whether our frameworks hide too much of the state machine from the agent author.
Wait, the phrase strict convention is already doing half the framework job. If you define routing, rendering, state mutation, data handling, and reusable components, you've built a framework, even if it starts life as a folder of plain files. The operator question is whether the convention is inspectable enough that an agent can follow it without hallucinating hidden rules.
That pressure shows up in the replies, too. Dave Fano says a lot of modularity in framework design serves human developer experience and can be less efficient for machines. Another reply pushes back that agents are better at Next and React because the training data is heavier. Both can be true. The best known path may be easier for today's model, while the clearer path may be better for tomorrow's agent loop.
For now, if I were shipping agent-written UI, I would choose the stack the model can actually operate today and then remove hidden state from around it. React isn't automatically bad. Web components aren't automatically clean. The concrete win is fewer magic conventions, smaller files where the state transition is visible, and a test harness that checks the user path rather than asking the model whether it followed instructions.
That connects back to the assistant surface. An agent working inside a calendar and an agent writing a frontend both need the same courtesy from the host environment. Show the available moves, make the current state legible, and keep enough history that a person can understand what changed. The interface is partly for the human, but it is also now for the model doing the work.
Exactly. And this is where I think teams will trip. They will optimize the screenshot or the chat response and leave the underlying state weird. Agents aren't magic browser users. They are literal readers of affordances, schemas, files, and logs. If those are scattered, stale, or implicit, the agent will invent glue. Then the reviewer gets a neat diff and a messy system.
Prince Kanuma posted a smaller but important infrastructure note: continuous batching on Apple Silicon through MLX, with a practical claim that it lets people run multiple agents locally on a Mac. I don't have the underlying implementation note in this packet, so I wouldn't overstate it. But the direction matters. Local agent loops are becoming a scheduling problem, not only a model access problem.
Continuous batching changes the economics of impatience. If several local agents can share one inference server instead of taking turns badly, a developer can keep a planner, a test runner, and a small log reading helper alive without paying cloud latency for every small question. The catch? Local doesn't mean free. Memory pressure, queue time, and context size still decide whether the setup feels responsive.
The local LLMA item about NCCL-free tensor parallelism on dual Blackwell cards points in the same direction from the desktop hardware side. The claimed value is narrow. Llama.cpp release B9095 makes tensor parallelism work on dual consumer Blackwell PCIe GPUs without NCCL. Small item, but it tells us where the frontier is for operators who want more local capacity without buying a data center box.
And it also tells us what still has to be proven. Dual consumer GPUs over PCIe aren't the same as a clean shared memory accelerator. You can get more memory and throughput, but cross-card communication can eat the gain. So the operator question becomes, what workload fits the hardware? Many agents with separate contexts may fit better than one giant prompt stretched across cards.
So the agent product story has a local variant now. The assistant doesn't have to be only a cloud service sitting behind a chat box. It can be a set of local workers attached to your files, browser, calendar, and tests. That makes the permission story more personal, not less. The action happens on your machine, with your accounts, in the same workspace where mistakes have names.
Yes. And local shouldn't become an excuse to skip audit. A local agent can delete the wrong file, move the wrong calendar event, or commit the wrong migration, just as confidently as a cloud agent. The fact that it ran on your Mac only changes who owns the mess afterward.
The Hacker News item links to David Bushell's essay, arguing that GitHub has become unreliable and overloaded by bot traffic and AI-generated code. His post is deliberately sharp, but it also names a sober reminder. Git differs from GitHub. The central forge is a social and operational convenience, not the source control substrate itself.
The operator read is that moving off GitHub is easy, only in the sentence where you say it. The repo can move. The expensive parts are the issue history, review habits, actions, secrets, releases, branch rules, and identity wiring. If agents are increasing code volume and review volume, the forge becomes part of the agent runtime, whether GitHub wants that role or not.
That makes yesterday's core pilot review thread feel adjacent without repeating it. Braid already covered the improved hit ratio and the complaint about re-raising rejected concerns. Today, the broader question is where those concerns live. If an agent reviews a pull request, changes an issue, and opens follow-up work, the forge needs memory across all three, not just a better comment generator.
And if teams start self-hosting Forgego, GitLab, or anything else, they inherit the same problem. Agents will need scope tokens, durable review state, and clean webhooks wherever the repo lives. Leaving GitHub may solve one vendor problem. It doesn't solve the design problem of letting non-human workers write into the project record.
The through line today is that the interface is moving toward the work surface. Inbox, calendar, repo, front-end state, local inference queue, and Forge. On Monday, the products to take seriously will expose the queue, the permission used, and the record of what changed. Users will decide there whether delegation feels like help or just another tab they have to supervise.